And now, the Adequate Podcast presents Ask Philo with your host, Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts from Southeast Texas. Take it away, Philo!
Hello there. Well, my name is Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, and I am a practitioner of the dark arts and crafts in Atchafalakawatchikwak County in northern Southeast Texas. And those of you who have been listening to these little transmissions, well, first of all, I'm sorry. And second of all, some of you might actually be wondering, well, what's been going on? Because it's been more than a few months since the last time that I was able to send one of these out of the swamp and out to the rest of the world. And I want to thank Cousin Jeter for letting us use his big old propeller boat to get us to get these recordings out, because I know it can be kind of hard, especially with the way things are going. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let's catch up first. There may not be any questions this time around, but I've noticed that many of you folks are not particularly concerned about the questions that are being asked. So we'll just call this one Philo Answers Questions You Had Not Actually Meant to Ask. First of all, the important thing to know is that, yes, the swamp did burn down. And by burn down, I mean everything that was above the level of the swamp water is now pretty much charcoal. Which is kind of a telling thing, because generally speaking, out here in the swamp, everything's damp enough that you can barely catch anything on fire, deliberately or by accident. But we had a combination of a number of things happen all at once. Some truly spectacular thunderstorms, and also my Uncle Ray Ray getting his biannual shipment of 5 or 6 big crates of phosphorus and ammo for purposes which I cannot in fact discuss at this time due to an injunction on the part of the United States government. But that's alright, they're coming to terms, and his terms are about 20 to life from what I understand. But anyway, what was going on is that the practical upshot of it is that a great deal of the swamp out here in the county is now not as constructed as it used to be. And by not as constructed, I mean there are very few things sticking up out the water. There are a few things sticking up out the water, but most of them seem to be mostly carbon at this point. We did check that just because you never can ever be too sure what comes up rising up out of the water out here, which does bring me to the second part of the update here from the county. And that is, we had, and I'm really kind of embarrassed to talk about it after all the things that the CDC has done for us to try and, you know, protect us from ourselves, which, let's be honest about this, don't have to be from where I am to know that there's a lot of people out there that kind of need protecting from themselves. But we, you know, there's no tactful way to put it here, folks. The county had a real big outbreak of zombies last couple of months, and my face is beat red, and it's not just because I've been outside all day working on rebuilding things that burned down when the swamp did burn down, but we had ourselves an outbreak of zombies, and we're still trying to track it back to where it came from. To be completely honest with you, this is not as easy as you might think, because zombies don't come with a manufacturing sticker on them or a little, you know, made by this guy in this dank forbidden cavern at this time, you know, serial number 592349 67, except for that one zombie. And well, he's a collector's item now, but that's not really the point here. The point is, we had an outbreak of zombies, and I can't tell you exactly how many they are, because, well, they all kind of look roughly like each other. which makes me wonder if these are not in fact your properly artisanally made zombies, but in fact a different variation on things, you know, like old Jeter from over yonder on the other side of the swamp. You know, he heard my podcast where some very kind soul asked about regenerating a pig that was particularly tasty, and I don't know, maybe he got an idea. And Jeter, if you're hearing this, can we talk for a little while? Because I think that you got some issues with your procedural hygiene, as it were, because we got about 3 or 4 dozen zombies all look suspiciously like each other, and I'm not just talking about size and shape and they're groaning, but, you know, I mean, like, they all wear the same size coveralls, and they all wear the same size boots, and one foot's bigger than the other, and we'll get to that in a minute, but... So we had these zombies just kind of shambling around out there in the swamp. Well, on the parts of the swamp that were not underwater. If there are zombies shambling around under the water, it'd be very hard to tell until they came up and asked for something. And, well, you know, a zombie outbreak's nothing to take, you know, frivolously. So we had had ourselves a meeting, and we had a number of the folks from local CDC and, of course, our own dark arts and crafts community gather together and try to figure out what we need to do with this. And, well, they weren't actually, the zombies were just kind of doing your basic shambling thing. And they didn't seem to have a whole lot of actual purpose. And the thing that we discovered that was rather surprising is that these are, well, I don't want to say that they're placid zombies, but they definitely seem kind of despondent. They weren't very happy zombies. They weren't motivated zombies. That's how do you tell a happy zombie? I don't know. I've never actually heard a zombie laugh before. I mean, I've heard Grandma cackle a few times, but, you know, she's a revenant, not a zombie. And yes, there is a difference. And we'll get to that in just a moment as well. But anyway, we had these zombies kind of shambling around, and we eventually managed to get them all more or less corralled together, and they're all now in a big old Quonset hut on one of the least burned parts of the swamp that we had left over from the time that the National Guard came out for an incident, which I think I'm still not actually supposed to talk about on this here podcast. I think the statute of limitations runs out somewhere around the 2030s, and when that comes up, we're going to have a good old talk about that, but that's not what I'm trying to tell you about here. We're going to catch up on that later on. And anyway, so we had an outbreak of zombies, as I said, and it wasn't like a scheduled outbreak. There was nothing predicted in the almanac, which is the ancient spiral-bound notebook passed down from red necromancer to red necromancer through the generations. Not even a note saying, hey, y'all, just kind of watch out for this sort of thing, which is, you see that in the marginalia a lot, usually written in a big old number 2 pencil or on occasion in crayon, but once and twice in grease paint, but that's not a, you know, again, that was a clown thing, and that's entirely different from zombies. Zombies and clowns are not the same. Do not get them confused. Do not put a red rubber nose on a zombie. They will not enjoy it. Now, yes, Herman, I'm talking to you, okay? Now, anyway, so since we had these zombies, we had to figure out what was going on with them after all, and none of us in the county really speak zombie, and I'm still pretty good at basic droning, as we discussed earlier, and it's still a very good career choice. If you need a plan B in the dark arts and crafts, take up droning. You can do it on your own. You can take my course, Drone on Your Own, which is available at all fairly reputable dark arts and crafts supply stores. Don't go to the one down in Muhlenberg. That's another whole thing all there. Anyway, so we had to figure out what these zombies were actually milling about for and why they'd all come down to the county of all places, because it's not your most naturally tenable situation for place for a zombie to be in. So I decided to ask Grandma if she would speak to the zombies, and, well, you know, down in the basement she was yanking at her restraining straps and growling at me and gave me this look, which I know to mean, Sonny, you know darn well, Philo, that I am not a zombie. I am a revenant, and there is a difference. And I admitted that. I will admit that right up front. I was just asking if she might be able to help us out, just to get kind of an idea, an inkling of what was actually going on. And we had to make some negotiations, and we got to get about somewhere in the vicinity of 3 or 5 dozen hand pies delivered from up in the, you know, up in the drier parts of the county here. Because Grandma does like herself some fried hand pies. I'll tell you that right now. They don't have hands in them. Please do not panic. Anyway, so we took Grandma in her restraining gurney, and we kind of half-wheeled and half-dragged her out onto a propeller boat and skipped over the more burnt-down parts of the swamp and got her over to the Quonset hut. And we let her go and wished her good luck, and she kind of looked over her shoulder at me like, this ain't even my third rodeo, youngster, and not even a third rodeo involving zombies. And that was a very eloquent look, by the way. Grandma has very expressive eyes. Well, one of them, the other one is a marble she picked up from somewhere, but we washed it real good before we gave it back to her. Anyway, so we discovered by observing from a safe distance with high-powered binoculars that there apparently is some differences in zombie dialect and revenant dialect, and that certainly drew the ire of my grandma. You ever seen a revenant get snippy? Well, there was a certain amount of what I can only assume is dressing down that went on as Grandma squared herself up to her full 4'3.5" height, put her hands on what's left of her hips, and just gave them the look. Which, if you have a parent or a grandparent, or have had a parent or grandparent, or are planning to create a parent or a grandparent, you gotta watch out for that look, because that look is just gonna be, well, that's it for you then. And I saw the whole mob of zombies kind of all look very, very abashed, I think is the good word for it. I'm pretty sure that's the answer, especially after Grandma did bash one of the zombies with another zombie, seeing as she has the, you know, unholy revenant strength. She just picked one of them up by the ankles and just beat another one senseless. Well, as senseless as a zombie gets, because it's a zombie. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. And when she came back over, they were all very, very polite zombies, and what we gathered from what Grandma was able to convey to us through a combination of charades and a few surprisingly communicative scrawls in the big old crayons that we gave her to write on the big chief tablet that I happen to have from a spare Dark Arts and Craft Supplies, that the zombies were, in fact, they didn't know how they got there either, but they could really do with, and here's the part that's funny, they really wanted, not brains, okra. Pickled okra. Now, I know, I like pickled okra, you like pickled okra, but the odds are very good that if one of us became undead, we would not be shambling about the living world in search of pickled okra, but there it was. They wanted some pickled okra, and that was what they were craving, and, well, we just happened to have a large supply of pickled okra from when one of my cousins was trying to do a large-scale pickling experiment, because you discovered you can pickle a human being, but it ain't pretty. And not very useful afterwards. So we had cleaned out that jar real good and just loaded up with all the okra we had, because you can't grow 2 pieces of okra. You just basically have to plant the okra and then run like heck on the other side of a protective barrier, because that stuff will just shoot up out the ground like okra, let's be honest about it. The only thing worse is zucchini, and we've got an injunction against us planting zucchini in the county since that last time, but again, that's another story entirely. I'll tell you about that later. So we entered into some negotiations, most of which involved like pushing a big old wheelbarrow full of pickled okra out to where the Quonset hut was and undoing the lock and then running like heck to back behind the other side of the blast barrier that we had erected after a fairly short conversation with the local Army Corps of Engineers, who, let's be honest, they've already had enough to do in this county, so we just borrowed a couple of excavators and built up a big old wood and mud and burnt building barricade to surround the Quonset hut with, and them zombies just kind of shambled out, and they looked positively joyous. Well, what was left of their faces looked positively joyous. The rest of their body language seemed to be fairly upbeat and chipper, and they were just... nomping down on that okra, and after we got them all kind of in a okra-based topor, we were able to engage in some additional negotiations through the good graces of my grandma, who's going to get even more hand pies, not just the lemon, but also the chocolate hand pies, which are very tasty. You do not have to be a revenant to enjoy the chocolate hand pies that come out of the travel stop off 35. I gotta tell you that right now. That's just good stuff, Maynard. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself here. So they were... They had a long conversation, and there was a lot of negotiation where Grandma would write something down on the big chief tablet and push it across the charred picnic table over to the zombie spokesperson, who would probably eat it, but eventually would groan something, and Grandma would then get another big chief tablet. We had a big stack of big chief tablets. They had a sale over at the Kmart right before the Kmart burned down, and so... We worked out that they were more than happy to be productive members of our little community in exchange for, and effectively, their body weight in okra every month. And well, let me tell you something right now, that ain't gonna put a dent in the okra crop around here. Plant that stuff, I swear to goodness, man, it's worse than kudzu. Now, if they could eat kudzu, then we would be absolutely golden. We could certainly, you know, we could take them out on kudzu consuming excursions throughout the South and probably make the county one of the richest counties in the entire United States of America. But anyway, so we negotiated with them to help to rebuild the county, or at least the bits that were above the swamp, and in exchange for which they would get all the okra they could comfortably consume, assuming that they were consuming it. Well, it was going in one end, and it weren't coming out any holes or orifices anywhere else, so I can only assume they were actually eating it anyway. And we got, you remember them undead raccoons that unionized? Yeah, well, we got them making some coveralls, and now they officially have, they're very proud to have their very first government contract here with the county. And we had to make two different sizes of boots because all of the dang zombies have one foot slightly larger than the other one, which means we now have a remarkable number of single boots out there. The left ones are all size 9 and the right ones are all size 12. And so if you have one or more feet that are left or right in that appropriate size, let me know, because we will happily send you some boots here. Or if you know somebody who has, you know, only one leg or three, because usually if they're three, you gotta figure out one of those is extra. And like my uncle, but that's another conversation entirely. So the zombies are helping us to rebuild. And a lot of what they're doing is basic carpentry. It's kind of like Habitat for Humanity, only with zombies. So you gotta be careful, you know. And they don't want to chew your face. I really gotta make that very plain. They do not want to eat human beings. We gave them an opportunity to do so. I don't think it was so much a volunteer as a mishap, but they just kind of picked him back up and pushed him back over the wall at us, so either he didn't look tasty or they just don't like human flesh, which is a relief for many of us, I gotta tell you that right now. So we have them out there building foundations and hammering together walls and stuff. It don't take too much to swing a hammer, as we have all discovered, and these zombies are actually pretty good at it. I figure that we've got another 3 or 4 years of effort out of them before whatever holds them together gives up, or they move on to whatever great beyond they're heading for, or the alligators get them, because we discovered that while they were working on some of the underwater structural stuff, we discovered that the okra-flavored zombies are apparently very tasty to alligators, which could lead, if you're not careful, to a significant zombie alligator issue, like that one that was swimming around with the knife stuck in his head. Yeah, that was one of ours. I'm really sorry. I don't know how he got over there from where he was, and what was the question again?
Thank you, Philo. This has been Ask Philo with Philo T. Headbecker Kneecap, practitioner of the dark arts in Southeast Texas. Got a question for Philo? Send it to pod@theadequate.com. That's pod@theadequate.com. Ask Philo is a production of The Adequate Company, and anyone who takes it seriously deserves to.